Riding High, the bicycle program with Ray Sinatra and his orchestra. Our guest stars this evening are Morton Bowe, noted NBC tenor, and radio's distinctive male quartet, the Norsemen. The orchestra opens the program with a timely spring warning. The love bug will bite you. Probably the most natural place to find a radio announcer is in a broadcasting studio. But finding one here this evening is quite an occasion for us, since our find is none other than Milton J. Cross. Best known, perhaps, for his broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera. But one of the programs nearest to Milton J. Cross's heart is his Sunday morning children's hour, which last summer completed its 12th year. So Uncle Milt, as the children affectionately call him, bought 12 bicycles and gave them to the children on his program. Milton, please tell us why you selected bicycles for your budding radio star.
For several reasons, Alois. First, because I knew there wasn't anything else they'd like quite so well. And their enthusiasm proved that to be correct. Then, radio stars need a background of physical well-being. And children who study hard should never have the kind of physical culture that is drudgery or knee-urging. Surely there never was a boy or girl who didn't love to ride a bicycle. And I knew bicycling to be the most healthy exercise, as it has proven to be in my own case. When I left for a brief vacation in Bermuda last summer, my radio nephews wanted me to ride an American bicycle. So the entire cast came down to see me sail, and much to my surprise, presented me with a beautiful American bicycle, which I've ridden regularly ever since. You, Alois, can testify to its effect and witness, I think, the 20 pounds excess I've taken off. And it's been such fun.
Right. Well, thank you, Milton Cross. You are indeed looking fit, and there's a sparkle in your eye that seems to bear out my oft-repeated statement. It's fun to keep fit on a bicycle.
You're certainly correct, Alois.
Now, today is someone's birthday. And if your gift to that someone was a bicycle, Morton Bowe dedicates to you, Sweet is the Word for You.
With you in the moonlight, sweet is the word for you, for all that you have done for me, the one for me is you. With you in the starlight, sweet is the word for you, from all the stars that glow above, seem to know my love for you. Because of you the wind is wild tonight, my heart sings with every beat. Are you a dream here in the moonlight? Is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight.
was Morton Bowe, featured tenor in the Jack Pearl and Linnet Show, singing Sweet is the Word for You. Our tune cycle for this evening is Ray Sinatra's own arrangement of It's Well of You from Wake Up and Live, with our maestro at the piano. And then, let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Several beautiful selections that, because of their marvelous rendition, seems to belong only to the Norsemen. One of the best, we think, is Sweet Leilani.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower. Passion roses kissed with roses kissed with you, and then she placed them in a bower. It was the start of you,
sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
I dreamed of paradise for two.
You are my paradise completed. You are my dream come true. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
Tropic skies are jealous as they shine.
Dream come true.
presenting now our entire constellation. Morton Bull, the Norseman, and Ray Sinatra's orchestra in Victor Herbert's Sweetheart.
If you ask where love is found, the thought of love that's fond and true, I will bid you look around. It may be very near to you. Sometimes love is very trying, but you really must not mind it. If it comes not to your trying, there is always one place you may find it. Seek the dwelling of two happy sweethearts. You will find it there. Sweethearts make can live on love alone. For in the eyes where love light lies, open the gates of paradise. All of the love is doomed to fade. It is like sunshine made.
Portly is a kind word for a bad condition. But nobody wants to be portly. And lest you might be slipping, try this test now. Just below your breastbone, there is a triangle between the ends of your ribs. Press there lightly with your fingers. And if you feel the slightest suspicion of a bulge, don't ignore it. For that is where corpulence makes it start. While seated in your chair, Sinatra and his orchestra will be with you again next Thursday. Go for a bike ride, and you learn that bicycling takes the drudgery out of reducing. Breezing along on a bike gives you a mental lift, too. And you'll find you're riding high. Ray Sinatra and his orchestra will be with you again next Thursday at the same time. Our guest star will be Jane Pickens, who has recently returned to New York from a starring tour with the Ziegfeld Follies. Even a go-getter is only as good as his legs. Your announcer is Alois Habrilla. This program is a presentation of the Cycle Trades of America. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.